The winners of the 76th Motion Picture Academy Awards will be announced Sunday night in Los Angeles. 49 movies are competing for 24 Oscars. Of the five pictures competing for Best Documentary, one is almost entirely in Spanish. Balseros is the work of two Spanish directors. It tells the stories of Cubans who took to the sea in homemade rafts to reach the United States nearly 10 years ago. David Darcy reports.
Balseros means rafters. The documentary follows seven Cubans as they build rafts and head toward the United States. The Balseros in the film are intercepted by the U.S. Coast Guard and detained at the naval station at Guantanamo Bay. They eventually face the harsh reality of surviving in what they thought would be the country of their dreams, the United States. The 8-year film project began in 1994, when Cuba was feeling the economic effects of the collapse of the Soviet Union. Carlos Bosch co-directed Balseros.
Cuba all of a sudden became a very, very poor country, a typical third world country, with a lot of people trying to get money to feed their family, and the only way was to get to the United States.
When Fidel Castro announced that Cuba would not stop anyone from leaving, Bosch, a journalist for Catalan Television in Barcelona, was on vacation in the Dominican Republic. He and his cameraman and co-director, José María Domenech, rushed to Havana and found what Bosch calls an hysterical atmosphere, with official rallies denouncing the Balseros and rafters tearing wood off park benches and stripping their houses.
Making a raft out of nothing, it's a hard work in Cuba. So a piece of wood, at the end of the day, it's a lot. It could become expensive when a lot of people are trying to get pieces of wood. So they would disappear in order to make rafts.
On the soundtrack, a song captures the rafters' simple aspirations: a car, a house, a good woman. In a country where people can be punished for talking to foreigners, the Balseros were remarkably open, says Bosch.
Little by little, people lost fear of being filmed. I would say that they all wanted to be filmed because they were happy. I would say that we saw more people laughing and happy than crying. I mean, at the very last second, of course, they were crying. But for them, it was like a party.
Some of them were eventually allowed to enter the United States via Miami and dispersed to New York, New Jersey, or in the case of Juan Carlos Subisa and his wife Miss Clara, Granby, Connecticut, where a Catholic aid organization sponsored them.
In the beginning, we will help you. We will pay your rent. We will pay the telephone. We will pay the heat. And as you get a job, you will then start paying a portion of the rent and a portion of the telephone. And our goal would be eventually for you to pay your bills.
I'm Mario.
Are you married?
Yes, I'm hungry too.
Juan Carlos and Miss Clara represent the best and the worst experiences of the Balseros in the film. He got a job changing tires. She had an affair with another Balsero and wound up in Albuquerque selling and using drugs.
I still work in the same place, work in the tire place.
On the phone from Miami, where he's visiting relatives, Juan Carlos says it's funny that tires provided the common denominator between America and Cuba, where inner tubes kept the Balseros afloat.
We still got the old trucks, you know. They still got the tubes. Right now, here in the United States, everything's tubeless, but in Cuba, they still use the tube. You know, you put 7 tubes and make sure they all tie. It's like a raft. Just go.
Cubans are still building rafts, Juan Carlos Subisa says, and the Cuban government still uses emigration to relieve internal tension, says Javier Utzet. Utzet is a researcher at the State Department-funded Freedom House in Washington, D.C., which monitors political dissent and economic reform in Cuba.
Migration is a political tool used by the Cuban government very wisely. What migration allows is for pressures to go down. Whenever the pressure cooker that exists in Cuba, basically it's a pressure cooker, in regards to the social problems that are being lived every day by people, then migration is a tool that is very commonly used by the Cuban government to allow that pressure to go off. And I think this movie, if it does something, is to portray the reality of those that want to leave and why they want to leave.
The filmmakers of Balseros insist that Cuban refugees are just like any other economic refugees, and that Mexicans, Dominicans, or especially now Haitians, would swarm into the U.S. if their government suddenly opened borders. But after more than a year of showing the film at American festivals, Carlos Bosch says he sees something unexpected about the United States, even though America, in Balseros, can be a grim paradise.
I wonder if one American filmmaker makes a film about Moroccans coming to Spain or Peruvians coming to Spain and portraying the fact, and because it's a fact, that it doesn't exist, the Spanish dream, probably the Spanish audience would react against the American filmmaker. Here, we've been welcome with our film.
But Europe did not welcome Balseros, Bosch says, until the Oscar nomination.
Everybody knew about the nominations a few days before the Berlinale, the Berlin Festival, started. So what they did, the producers, they called Berlin, and in few hours we were allowed to be in Berlin. We had a special screening, and we were absolutely welcome. Of course, why? Because of the Oscar nomination.
At the Berlin International Film Festival, Balseros was bought for distribution by Arte, the European Art Channel. This weekend, the filmmakers and Balsero Juan Carlos Subisa travel to Hollywood by plane for the award ceremony. The documentary will air on HBO March 16th. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.